Hello, and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. I know I've been gone for a little while, but I've been so busy. I mean, just really busy. In today's segment, I just wanted to talk about what's going on in this world that we're living in today. I mean, it just seems like there's so much anger right now coming from everywhere. Everyone seems to be angry. And I'm just going to cut right to the chase here. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to talk about it. I think that in this country right now, we have got to come together and talk about what is going on in the world today. I mean, everyone seems to be showing their true colors. You have people that, and what I mean by that, people that you didn't even think was racist is coming out and showing you that they actually were. And these are people that people assume were their really good friends. But right now, the world is so divided to the point that you don't know who to trust anymore. And it's sad. I know that what I'm about to say, people might not like it, but if you're coming to listen to my podcast, I cannot stress this enough. I absolutely refuse to candy coat anything. And I know the world had racism in it before. It was always here. But it seems like since people put the president in office that's in there now, he's divided the country even more. He has put fuel on the fire to where everyone's angry. Everyone's trying to hurt one another. And the sad thing is we all came from one person. I believe, you know, I grew up in church. I believe that all of us were created by one person, and that's God up above. And he didn't make anyone better than the other. And what people fail to understand is, I don't get into the whole sports thing at all. I mean, I used to be a big sports fan, but then I got interested in a lot of other things. So I kind of slowed down watching sports. But I will say this, what people don't understand and won't allow themselves to understand is that when people take a knee, they're not trying to disrespect any flags. This isn't about a flag. None of this is about a flag. It's about equality. It's about people treating others with respect. It's about lives being taken. People are kneeling so that they can try to change what's going on in the world. But you have so many people out there yelling, they're disrespecting our flags. They're doing this and they're doing that. You know, and now you have people clashing because of the statues that they're removing. And my question to everyone out there is, why would you want those statues there when they represent slavery and racism? Everyone's talking about, well, that's our heritage, it's this, it's that. But most of those statues were put up after all of that. So it had nothing to do with your heritage. It's like they put them there to show them, okay, the slaves were freed. These black people became free, but we're going to show them that we still believe in those old days, the way things were in the past. So why is so much anger over these statues being removed or streets being renamed? I'll never understand. And when you have people running down others when they're protesting, killing them with cars and beating these people that's trying to protest, it's sad. Because are we filled with that much hate in this world? How and why is there so much hate in the world? And when people say Black Lives Matter, I don't like when someone follows and says, well, all lives matter. Here's the thing. We never said that all lives did not matter. We're not saying that all lives don't matter. We're saying Black lives matter because at the present time, Black lives are the ones that's being taken. Black lives are the ones that every few days or every few months, there's a different killing at the hands of a policeman or at the hands of a racist. And I can't say it enough that there needs to be a change. So, yes, we know that all lives matter. No one sat here and said that all lives did not matter. It's like people are so fueled by hatred and racism that they want to find a problem in everything. In everything that we're trying to do as a race to be equal as everybody else out there. What we're trying to change is the fact that what we want to change is the way that we have to, the way we're living. And what I mean by that is we want to be able to walk to the store while being Black and not be harassed. We want to be able to jog without being killed. We want to be able to drive without being murdered. We want to be able to do what every other person in this world can do without being killed. We have to tell our children at a young age what not to do, how not to look, you know, just... Why do we have to program our children to know, don't put a hoodie on your head. Don't wear your hat. Don't look over at anyone because they might assume that you're trying to do this or you're trying to do that. Why do we have to do that with our children? No one else does it. I mean, you have children of all other races that can walk down the street and play and do whatever. Ours can't walk down the street and drinking a soda or walk down the street after buying a tea without being killed or beat or harassed or accused of something. This is what we're saying. This is why we have been protesting. This is why we have been marching, because we're tired of it. We're tired of every time we turn on the news, someone else has been murdered. And it wasn't justified. I'm not saying that every cop out there is bad, but I will say this, because I have family members that are in law enforcement. But I have to say this. If you sit here, and I don't care what race you are, Black, white, yellow, orange, Hispanic, whatever, Chinese, if you sit here and you watch your partner or another officer do something to someone that you know they shouldn't be doing. You watch them beat someone. You watch them kill someone. And you help them cover it up. And you don't say anything. Then you're just as bad as they are. You are just as guilty as they are. So when you hear the other cops saying, well, we're not like that. We're not all bad. But if you know that this is going on and you're not doing anything to change it, and you've witnessed some of the things that's been going on, and you are a part of the lies that they made up, then guess what? You're just as guilty as they are. You might as well have put your knee on that person's neck. You might as well have pulled that trigger as well, because you are just as guilty as they are. It's you have people calling the police, using it like it's a game, calling the police on Black people just because they're swimming, because they're shopping, because they're painting their own houses, because they're bird watching, because they're coming home trying to get into their own apartment complex or their own house. Why are we allowing these people to basically, we're allowing these people to harass people of color, and there's no consequences for anything that they're doing. They're lying. We sit here and we listen to the 911 tapes, and they lie. And I believe that there should be a law. I believe that they need to change everything that's going on. The justice system needs a reboot. Everything needs to be changed because it's not fair. It's not equal. These people that are making these false calls and harassing African-American people should be charged. I feel that they should be charged with the crime for giving false information, for harassing these people. I have been sitting here watching videos where you have workers trying to deliver packages, trying to do their jobs, and you have Caucasian people surrounding the truck. Why are you in this neighborhood? Why are you this? Why are you that? Obviously, you're delivering them their packages, but you're so racist and so ignorant that you won't even allow them to do that. These people are having guns pulled on them. You know, and when we're driving up and down the street, we're in our cars, but you can look up and you see someone giving you this stare like they just want to come through the car and take your life away. That's how angry and racist people are today. And I know a lot of people don't want to touch on this subject because it's a touchy subject. People don't want to talk about it, but that's the problem. No one wants to talk about it, and everyone feels it make them uncomfortable. Well, that's good. We are going to continue to make everyone uncomfortable until they listen to us. We are tired of fighting, okay? We're tired of fighting to be equal. It's the world that we're living in isn't fair. It's not. And I try to be optimistic about everything, but I don't see it changing anytime soon. And the reason being because we have so many people, older people that are so set in their racist ways, that are teaching their grandchildren, that are teaching their children to be racist. So we're not going to see any of this, any change, until those type of people are not able to do that anymore. Kids don't grow up being racist. Racism is taught. It's taught in the home. You're not born racist. No one is born a racist. And I just believe that until we all can come together and talk about the situation and make some changes here, this world is just going to, it's going to get worse. And what's making it even worse is that there's a president that is okay with it. When you have your president stand up there in the middle of a speech, he says, "We're going to bring back the good old days." You remember the good old days when we used to just throw them the hell out of there? So what you're saying is you want things to be the way it was back in time when people of black people couldn't go in a restaurant and sit there without being spit on, without being dragged out of this restaurant, without being wet up with water hoses, you name it. It was done. And this is what this man is trying to bring this world back to. And it's not going to happen. It's not. When you have politicians and you have all these business owners that own everything that we use every day in life saying that it's their right to have slaves, that their rights are being taken away from them, and that they feel they should have slaves. And, you know, the weird thing is, every time someone that's white says, oh, black people are lazy, they don't want to work, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. This world was built off of black people and their labor. Okay? So, no, black people aren't lazy. They built all of this. Okay? With their sweat, with their tears. Okay? So, when you get the sense who's lazy, you need to turn that finger back around to point at yourself, because it's not black people. And then they, you know, people yell and scream, well, black people are always getting welfare. They're, you know, they're getting government assistance. It's a proven fact that there's more white people on government assistance than it is black people. Okay. It's just, this is so, it has to stop. They're mad at everyone. Even in school, they never taught our kids anything really about black history. They just didn't do it. It's like it doesn't exist. How do we get, and here's the thing. Why is it that they tell us as a black person that we get 1 month of black history? And we're supposed to be satisfied with that. And then when we mention what happened during slavery, the first thing that they say is, get over it. We didn't do it. It was our ancestors. They did it. We didn't do it. Just, you all should just forget about it. But do you ever tell the Jewish to get over the Holocaust? That it wasn't you all that did it. Do you ever tell the Native Americans to get over what happened with them when their land was stolen? Because it was stolen. Everything that we say, everything that we do, it's a problem. And that's why we protest, because we are tired. And everyone is showing so much racism. You can go on social media right now. You have everyone just going at each other. People saying some of the most disrespectful things to each other that you can imagine. And then you have certain social media platforms where you can turn it in when someone's calling a nigger. And the first thing this particular platform, this social media site will tell you when you turn it in, if you don't like what they're saying, or if you don't like the videos showing black people being beat up at the hands of white people, kids being beat up by white people, if we complain about these videos that they put up there and laugh about, this social media platform tells us, if you don't like it, delete them from your page. If you don't like it, block them so you won't have to see it. If we post something and say, all that, if we post something and say that we want justice for someone being murdered, or that Black Lives Matter, and someone else reports that, just that statement alone. Nothing's wrong with that. with those statements. Nothing at all. But if someone reports it, then what we get is a long message from this company stating that we're inciting riots. We're being racist. But what in that statement did we say anything that was racist? Because we said Black Lives Matter. Is that trying to get riots going? Is that trying to promote racism? No, it's not. Or when we say we want things to be equal, we want to be treated equal. When you have racist on that platform and they turn it in, they will block our pages. They will block that post, that innocent post. They will block it. And tell us if we do it again, we're going to be kicked off for 30 days. And then says, if you do it again after the 30 days, when you come back, we're going to permanently delete your page. But for what? What are you permanently deleting our page for when we didn't say anything racist? But you allow racist white people to come on here and say anything that they want to say, threaten to take your life, do whatever they feel they want to say or do. And this platform don't care. So that particular social media, this platform, I just don't want to say the name, but this platform should be ashamed of themselves. This owner of this platform, I shall say, because the person knows what's going on. They've had some of their own employees quit because of their racism. It's sad because it's like we can't win for losing. We fight and we fight. No matter what we do, it's a problem. We protest, and when we protest, we are criticized for protesting. We're criticized for speaking up. We are criticized for wanting a change. What exactly do they want us to do? Just roll over and what? Roll over and die? What is it that these people want us to do? We are living in a world today where they want to back us all up in a corner and tell us to speak when we're spoken to. We're not supposed to go against anything that's going on, no matter how it's harming our children, our families. Even the racism is even showing through with the testing for the COVID-19. They're just now allowing blacks to actually get tested. Now in the suburban areas where it's predominantly white, testing's been going strong. It's not fair. And I'm sick of it. And I refuse to bite my tongue. That's one thing. I will not do that. So I don't care. And people tell me, well, you have to, you know, be careful. Just don't say certain stuff during your podcast. Listen, I'm not threatening anyone. I'm not doing anything to harm anyone, but I am speaking the truth. And if anyone out there that listens to my podcast don't want to hear the truth and you have a problem with me speaking the truth, then don't listen, because my podcast is not for you. If you are a part of the bigotry, the hatred, the racism, then my platform is not for you. My podcast, you don't need to be listening to it, because I don't promote hatred. What I try to promote is a change. What I'm trying to do is make a change, hoping that someone out there will listen to my podcast and understand what they are doing wrong. Because we're all just tired. We're tired of being tired. We're tired of seeing faces plastered all over the place. seeing black men, black women, black children face down dead in the middle of the street like an animal at the hands of a racist policeman or a racist citizen. When is it going to stop? And I think that any person of any race out there that sees this going on and you don't speak up, then you're just as bad as they are. You need to speak up. And we shouldn't have to tell you to speak up. You know right from wrong. And anyone that's listening to this, I'm speaking to you. You know right from wrong. If you don't speak up and show people what they're doing is not right and stand with us, then you're part of the problem. You are definitely not a part of the solution. And I don't even care if people sit back and talk to different friends and say, well, you know what they're doing is wrong. No, we need you to stand up, let your voice be heard, take it to the street, protest, do whatever you have to do, scream and shout that you want everyone to be treated equally. If you're not doing that, you're a part of the problem. You're definitely a part of the problem if you're not doing it. There's no way that I can sit and watch anyone be mistreated or discriminated against. I've never been that type of person. Never. If anyone is doing wrong, I don't give a damn what race they are. I'm going to tell you, you're wrong and you know it. But that's not how people are these days. It's like people are picking sides. Well, I'm white. What am I supposed to say? You know, I have to do what my people are doing. I have to believe in what they believe in. I can't cross over and protest with you all. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We have little kids out there, teenagers and little children that's getting on social media, crying, arguing with their parents, telling their parents, I'm not racist. I don't want to be racist. I'm not going to be like you. And you hear these parents cursing these kids out. The kids are just crying their eyes out. Why? Because their parents are trying to put their racist views on their children. And it's sad. If we don't get this shit taken care of, if we don't get everything straightened out, this country is going to hell in a handbasket, okay? If we don't get it straightened out, it's not getting any better. You have people, grown men with guns, harassing black women, black children. What is this world coming to? You, every time you turn around, you see a video of a Caucasian man beating up a black woman, beating her like she's a man. And no one feels that's a problem. Now, if she defends herself, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to be honest, if she defends herself and ends up hurting him seriously or ends up doing something to where he's not breathing, you best believe she's going to go to prison. She's going to be judged. They're going to judge her. They're going to sentence her. They don't want to hear anything else. She's going to prison. It's like we can't do anything. They don't want us to protect ourselves. They don't want us to protect our children. Hell, they're not protecting us. The police are not for us. And I'm not just going by what's going on television. I've been racially profiled while driving. And I've had the cop get out the car and tell me, well, did you know your plates was wrong? Your plates are expired. No, sir, they are not expired. Matter of fact, that I renewed them for 2 years last week. This is what happened to me one day. When I was driving my dad's car with my mom in the car. And again, if your car is too nice of a car and you're black, oh, that's a problem. I dare you be able to afford that. Where did you get that? Yeah, racially profiled me and wanted to try to make it seem like when I ask, why did you pull me over? Oh, your plates are, they're expired. No, sir, they're not. They are not. And yes, sir, there's insurance. So then he wanted to take the license and go sit in a car and try to figure out what other bullshit he can come up with and lie about, but he couldn't. So then he comes back and says, oh, this is a beautiful car. Be safe on the way home. I was being safe when you harassed me. But that is what happens. I can even go a little bit further than that. I took when my daughter first started driving years ago. I think she was 18 when she started driving. The woman was so pissed off because my daughter took her driver's test in such an expensive car that she couldn't even talk because my father took her to take her driver's test. And he told me instead of her grading her on her driving, all she kept telling my dad was, she's asking him, is this the car she's going to be driving? This is a really expensive car. Is this the one she's going to be driving every day? Why does that matter to you? You are there to give a driver's test and then turns around and flunks her and tells my father, oh, she's a very good driver, very good driver. She just kind of went over the white line a little bit when she stopped at the stop sign. So you flunked her for that, which I don't even believe it. I don't believe that. She flunked her because her feeling was, I dare this little black girl be in that type of car. This is what we deal with. This is what our children deal with. I have dealt with so much racism living in the suburbs. It's ridiculous. Why? Because I'm a single black woman. I dare this single black woman and her children live here. Who the hell do they think they are? See, the thing is, they have a problem because we can afford to live where they live. And I'm going to say this as well. Some of them can't even afford to live there themselves. I've worked in banking. I've seen how much they make. I've seen their credit scores. I've seen the higher-ups at the company give them those loans anyway, even though they don't qualify. Then turn around and deny a black person's loan. And they qualified credit-wise, financial. Their finances were where they needed to be. Or either they give them a really low loan amount. I got so tired of seeing that. I got so fed up with the shit. I walked out of there. I walked out of that job. The last straw was when you had a Caucasian woman call in there and say she couldn't afford her $4,000 closing cost. And they ask me, can you rearrange this loan? We're going to do this so that she can be able to get in there with no closing cost. We're trying to do whatever we can do for her to take it down to $1,000. But they were able to get it down to $1,000 so that she can move in her house. Okay. So then a couple of days later, a black woman calls in and she says, an emergency come up and I'm going to be short a little bit for my closing costs. Is there something or is it anything that we can do? I said, sure it is. Oh no, what did I say that for? A coworker, the one that is also a part of dealing with the loans like myself, told me, oh no, we're not going to do anything for her. She can't afford the house. If she doesn't have the closing costs, then she shouldn't be getting the house. She can't afford it. I said, well, you don't know what the hell she can afford. She just said she had an emergency that came up, which took some of the money she had for her closing costs. Now, not one time did he say the Caucasian woman couldn't afford it. She couldn't pay it at all. but he still gave it to her. So this is what I'm saying. I don't just go by what I see on social media, on the news or anything. My views are, they come because of the situations I've dealt with where racism is concerned, the things I have seen. And I'm just, sometimes it just leaves me just speechless. Like, I just can't believe some of the things that has happened to all of us. The only crime that we are committing here is the crime of being Black, the crime of living while Black, the crime is driving while Black, the crime is breathing while Black, eating while Black, shopping while Black, having fun while Black, barbecuing while Black. We can't do anything. We can't have a bit of peace. And that's why I made this podcast today, because I'm telling you all, anyone that listens, protest, write to whomever you have the right to, try to get the laws changed, vote people in that's not racist. Stop voting people in because of the color of their skin. There is no way that we should have had this president in office that's in there. This man's father was a known KKK wizard, okay? He was a leader of the KKK. They had pictures of Trump standing there with KKK members dressed in their white sheets. And you still voted for this man. His father refused to rent to Black people, rent his homes out to Black people, even though they qualified. They've interviewed some of his workers that said that he told them that he didn't rent to niggers. So you mean to tell me that with all of that that came out about him, everyone still decided to vote for this man, even though we all know he didn't win. Fairly, he didn't win. He cheated. His ass cheated to get that seat. And he's taken the world down since he's been in there. The country is, everything is fucked up. You have a pandemic going on. He didn't do shit with that. All he's doing is playing golf and fucking up everything, and nobody cares. No one cares. Well, I'm going to take a brief break and I will be right back. Hello and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment, I've been talking about racism. I've been talking about everything that we need to do to change what's going on in the world today. And when I left off, I was talking about the president and how he is a big part of the racism. I know a lot of people don't want to touch the subject of talking about it, but it's the truth. Okay, it's the truth. He is promoting racism. When you have a president that is okay with putting children in cages, they've had kids raped. They've had those children. Some of those kids have been killed. You're okay putting people in cages like they're animals. They weren't being fed. Hygiene, they weren't able to take care of their hygiene. They weren't given anything. And people are okay with that. And then for him to say he wants to build a wall. You want to build a wall? This, really? So you want to build a wall to keep someone out. But every woman that he has had, none of them have been American. Okay? Now, when you start to deport people, are you forgetting that your wife was here? And she was not a citizen. She even made $70,000 without being a citizen. And they said she was supposed to be deported. But she wasn't deported. She wasn't supposed to make any money. okay? He brought her parents over here recently. Was it last year or earlier this year? And rushed through their citizenship to he made them citizens, rushed through it all. It's like this man does whatever he wants to do, says whatever he wants to say. It's like the laws don't pertain to him. He just wants to do what he wants to do, and everyone allows him to do it. Every one of his lawyers, all of his people are behind bars, and he was a part of it. Everything they did, he was a part of it. They're all in jail, and he's still screwing up. Every day is something different that they find out he's done. The man doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's not capable of being a president. He was barely able to handle his real estate, his own businesses. So if this man was constantly in bankruptcy, dealing with his own businesses, why the hell do you think he was fit enough to run a country? And for him to be able to get all of these people to vote for him and to go around and start fights and harass people and just act like a bunch of fools following behind their leader. He's just, words can't explain. I mean, I can't even say what I really want to say because I'm disgusted. The man has such an evil black soul is what he has. He's soulless, to be honest. Because anytime you are okay with all this racism and you're a part of the racism, there's no love within your body. You have none. That's pure evil, pure evilness. And anyone that follows him and chants and you want to make America great, when has it been great? When? Look at slavery. Look at all of this. Look at the Holocaust. Look at everything that's happened. Look at what happened with the Native Americans. When is anything, the Hispanics? When has it been great? I think he feels it's great because he feels that he's in power. His people are in power. This man had protesters pepper sprayed, knocked down, you name it, so he can go pose in front of a church that he knows good and damn well he's not going to go inside of. Just so that he can reenact a photo that Hitler took. The exact same pose, everything. Then turns around and puts a symbol on his social media account that represents Nazis, Aryan Nation. Are you serious? This is the president, people. This is the president that's doing this. Everybody should be outraged. Everybody should be angry. He should have been impeached. You turn around and you impeach Bill Clinton because he decided to get, I'm not going to candy coat it, oral sex from a woman. That, it didn't harm the country. Now, it disrespected his wife, but it damn sure didn't do any harm to us. But they made a big deal out of that shit. They made a big deal out of it. That was between him and his wife. If he was getting served up in the Oval Office, but you got him, you impeached him, but you sit here And this man has done all this stuff. And it took them so long to even get him impeached. It took them so long to even deal with the situation. They didn't even want to do it. He made a remark one day during one of his speeches. He said he can get out there and kill someone and he would get away with it. He said he could do it and there would be no consequences. And you know what? I believe him. There wouldn't be any damn consequences if he got out there and he did that. Because it's like everyone is fucking afraid of him. He answers to no one. He does what the hell he wants. He doesn't know what he's doing. So he's just screwing up the world and everyone's just sitting back and watching it happen. And then you have all his minions chanting, make America great again. Make, oh, they're burning my flag, you fucking idiots. They're a bunch of fucking idiots. And every time I think about it, I just get pissed off. And they're always talking about, we want our wall. We this. This isn't you. Native Americans found this country. So what do you need a wall for? To put your ass outside of it? Because you didn't find it here. This isn't your land. But you're mad at everybody else about it. It's not yours. And it pisses me off every time I think about this. It just brings so much disgust, okay? Because it should not be like this. It just shouldn't be like this. But until people realize that they're following behind an idiot that only cares about himself and his money, his millions and his power, the world is all, it's just going to go down further until it's nothing. He doesn't even give a damn about this COVID-19 killing people. He don't care. You got all these people running around with guns saying they don't have to protect themselves. They don't have to wear a mask. Okay. You don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to save yourself. Die. Okay. If that's what you want to do, die. That's your right. But when you are out there breathing and coughing and spitting and doing everything you're doing on other people, that's a damn problem. Because just because your tired ass want to die does not mean no anyone else wants to die with you. So just wear the damn mask. But no, they're not going to do it. They're going to kick. They're going to scream. They're going to do everything that they can. They're going to have their guns ready and they're going to be knocking down doors, demanding that they don't have to wear these damn masks that they know that they should be wearing. So you want everyone else to sit around and breathe in your fucking sickness and possibly kill them and their family because you are so fucking stupid and stubborn and ignorant and you're following behind this fucking idiot to the point to where you want to put everyone else in danger. That's what sickens me out about these people that follow him. They're just as dumb and stupid as he is. Anyone that follows him, I don't care who does not agree. If you follow him, if you voted for him, you're a fucking idiot. And I said it, and I'm going to continue to say it. You're a fucking idiot. Because you voted a racist in there. You voted someone in there that don't give a damn about anyone but himself, his fucking agendas, and his family. If them. And all they want is money. That's all their minds on is money. That's it. This man has bankrupted small businesses. He's had them fix his hotels, his house. They've done stuff. They've gotten $100,000 in debt, and this man refused to pay them. They've lost their businesses. They've lost their homes. He sold bogus steaks. He sold bogus wine. He had a bogus university. You name it, he's broken the law, but you still voted his ass in as the president. And damn sure don't want them out. I don't understand. What kind of fucking people out there do we have walking around that feels this man hasn't done shit wrong? It just sickens. It's sick. It's just so sick. And he's sitting here talking about how he wants the Hispanics gone. You want them gone, but yet you have them working in your damn house. You're deporting people, but yet they work for you. You have them cleaning your home. So what the hell? It's sick, people. Get your shit together. Get to the polls and vote his ass out and put someone decent in there. Someone that's going to do everything the way it should be done. Treat everyone equally. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm going to say this, okay? I don't give a damn who they put in that office. It's never going to be equal. But we can try. We can get it as close to it as we can. But I'm here to tell you right now, I don't think as long as these older races is running this country, that it will ever be equal. So no matter who's in that office, it'll change a little bit. But it's never going to be the way it really needs to be. And we all know that. But we're fighting for some type of change. And the more we fight for change, the more the races come out everywhere to fight against it. They want to fight against it. They want to fight against what's right. They're angry at everybody. And I'm going to say this before I end this podcast. You have a lot of Caucasian people out there just angry at the world. How about, what would you do if the world turned around and got angry at you all? Because you've done a lot of things to a lot of different people. You're mad at the world when the world should be mad at you all. You all have stolen. You've killed. Look at all the people during the Tulsa, Oklahoma burning when they killed all those black people dealing with the Black Wall Street. Look at all this that has happened. You're mad at the world, but your race has done more evil to people than anybody else out there. So I think everyone needs to sit down and think about what's going on. And get their shit together. Because you're mad at everybody. And you don't have a right to be mad at anyone but your damn selves. And I get tired of hearing what was our ancestors. You're picking up where the hell those people left off at with their racism. And their ignorant ass views. You're picking it up. You're not trying to change shit. You're out here thinking you're going to get it back to where they're slaves, where you can just go wet people up with water hoses and slap them and spit on them. Those days, and I'm going to tell you right now, those damn days that you all are praying for, it'll never be like that again. So get over it. The shit is never going to happen. And we're tired of it. So yes, we're going to fight back. We're going to protest. We're going to vote your wicked asses out of office. We're going to do whatever we have to do to get the racists out of the office and put decent people in there. If we have to line up and wait at those polls in rain, sleet, snow, or hail, we're going to vote your asses out so that we can get some decent people in those positions. Okay, and on that note, I'm going to end this podcast because I've kind of gotten myself a little bit pissed off because the more I think about it, this is just, it's ridiculous. It is just really ridiculous, and kids are growing up in this world of hatred. It's sad, okay? It's just really sad. All we want is to stop being murdered like animals. Be treated fairly. Be able to do what we have to do to support our families. Stop being turned down for jobs and loans, business loans, and things because of the color of our skin. All we asking, we're only asking for you all to treat us equally. Give us what we are qualified for. Give us our loans that we qualify for. Give us our homes that we qualify for. Give us the jobs that we qualify for. Stop doing hateful things because you don't like the color of our skin. It just shows how ignorant you are. And if your parents raised you to be that hate-filled, then your parents were ignorant as you are. And that's all I have to say about it. I would like to thank you for joining me on this segment of Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And until next time, take care.